53. Archaeological fact or fiction. The demolition of a downtown Miami, Florida apartment building in 1998 uncovered an archaeological site. The site contained many artifacts and a unique circle of holes cut into limestone bedrock. The 38-foot circle formed by the holes appeared to have an east-west axis that aligned with the rising and setting of the sun on the equinox. The formation became known as the Miami Circle. Archaeologist Robert Carr speculated that the circle and its holes once supported the wall post. Archaeologist Robert Carr speculated that the circle and its holes once supported the wall posts of a structure. Perhaps the structure was a temple or council house constructed between 500 and 700 years ago. Or was it? Thousands of genuine artifacts found at the site helped to support Carr's theory. The artifacts are typical of the Tequesta Indians, who lived in the area before the Spanish arrived in the 1500s. There were potsherds, stone axes, and beads. Also found were a 5-foot shark and a sea turtle. The shark and the sea turtle were buried with their heads to the west and tails to the east. Historical preservationists said the Miami Circle was the only cut-in-rock prehistoric structural footprint ever found in eastern North America. However, others questioned its authenticity. This was because embedded in the limestone circle was a 1950s septic tank. Gerald T. Milanich, curator in archaeology of the Florida Museum of Natural History, wanted to know if Carr's pre-Columbian post holes were actually part of a 1950s septic drain field. Before he would believe that the septic tank and the circle are just a coincidence, as Carr believed, Milanich wanted more evidence. He called for radiocarbon dating, soil samples, and examination of the tool marks on the inside of the holes. Said Milanich, "When faced with coincidences and mysteries, an archaeologist needs to eliminate alternative explanations."